We're doing Sefer Amidot, and we're up to the 10th chapter in the Shaar HaDat. Page Ayin Tes in these editions. Of a Simenei Achna'ah Shoyu Lecha Le'ot Ne'eman Al Shiflut Ruchacha. If you want a sign, that's a trusted sign for a person's being humble, Liot Kamishpat Asher Ata Ro'eh B'Nichei Levav Asher Lo Ya'alev Lo Yavo Libam Shum Chefetz Uchol Ta'ava Lachmod Asagato Aval Nafsham Mitmaetet Aleihem Ushfila Be'Enei Ba'aleha Vehikeha ועיני הנשואות רק להחיותה ברעב ולהשיג רק מושג הכרחי שלא יספיק בלעדיו. This is a long run on sentence. ואף גם זאת בעיצבון ומרת נפש מאוד רק בנדבה וחסד לא כאותו שבא בשכרו כי הוא יבוא בזרוע. Okay, so he says, you want to know what's the correct modesty? You'll see people who are so humble that they don't think that they can understand God. Meaning here he's giving us another insight as to why haughtiness gets in the way of perceiving God. Because when one is haughty, he tries to perceive beyond what one can perceive. Meaning, obviously, like it says in Ecclesiastes, God's in the heaven, I'm on earth. There's a limit to how much I could understand him. And when I try to cross that limit, then I run into problems. So long as I'm within that limit, so I have to understand what I could understand. But I have to know my limitations. And when a person is humble, so then he looks at himself with humility. And then it's as though he's looking to his Creator to stay alive. He's saying, you know, I'm hungry, I have to eat. And there are certain things I have to understand, and without it I can't continue. And that's the understanding a person has to strive for. And when a person is humble, so then that's the understanding he works for. And even that, he works for with a certain, he's even regretful that he has to ask for that. And he recognizes that it's out of God's kindness. It's not something that he has a right to demand. Meaning very often when we approach Hashkafa, when we try to understand things, if we're not humble, then we approach it demanding. I must understand this. And perhaps we can see that in certain works. Perhaps that's what's going on in the book of Eov, if I could be so audacious as to suggest that. Eov is saying, this can't work. God, this doesn't make sense to me. And I have a right to ask, and I have a right to demand. And he's telling us, if you really want to understand, you have to begin with humility. And haughtiness will only get in your way of understanding. And he described in the last chapter why it gets in the way. And in this chapter, he's giving us another insight as to why it gets in the way. And he says a person has to approach it with humility and try to attain as though he's just doing the minimum, what he needs to understand. And even that, not in a demanding sort of way, but as though you're asking for a handout. Do me a favor, let me understand. Okay, yeah.
So, in the Mishnah, doesn't say, like, seek for wisdom and knowledge like you would for, like, precious gems and gold and silver? And
even so, there's an attitude.
Okay, so
no one's saying not to learn and not to try and understand.
So what did you mean by a minimum?
The question is, when I come, there's a person who, they always say in baseball, if you try to hit a home run, you'll strike out. They say the same thing in investments. If you try to make it rich, you're not gonna succeed. Say right, you have to work on let's call it baby steps. If a person enters the stock market and he wants to make a killing in a day, today I'm gonna get the stocks 100% right. He's gonna lose all his money in a day, right? A person who works slowly and systematically can make money. A person who works slowly and systematically can grow. And the same thing with the spiritual world. We're not saying you shouldn't be rich spiritually, but it has to always be, I'm working at the distance of what I must know at this point. Let me first understand that. Let's work on that. And even that, not in a demanding sort of way, in a humble way.
So if something happens to my life, I don't understand it. Is it proper actually to go to God and God, like, I don't understand why this is happening in my life, but I want to understand and you're in control. I know you have a reason for this. I'd like to.
I don't want to say the practical application so much. I think these are things that a person has to work out within himself. But I want to give you a story. There was a man who had a revelation, And in that revelation, he was told one thing. And he was given very good news, and he was very happy about it. And things, he had waited for this a very long time. And in anticipation, preparation, and finally it seems to be coming to fruition, and things seem to be going good, and suddenly he has another revelation. And he's told to destroy everything he built. Now what's he supposed to do? Our person is Avraham Avinu. He's wanted a child for ages. He's done everything right, and yet everything seems to go wrong. And finally Hashem says, I'm going to give you a child. And then he has that child, and he brings up that child, and that child is the future, and then Hashem says, go shecht him. He had a right to ask a question, right? Stronger than any question we might have. You told me, God. You told me I was okay with Yishmael being the future. You said, no, there's going to be a Yitzchak, and he's your future. You told me to send away Yishmael, so now my whole future is banking on him. I did everything you said right. Now you're telling me to slaughter him? If anyone had a right to ask, it was Avram. And the Ran, as we learn in the Drashas Aran, makes it even sharper. The Ran says, Hashem said, kach no. Please indicates you could say no. It indicates, this is what I want, but I'm leaving you the right to say no. And whenever you have the right to say no, but you know what God wants, so that's even worse. So wait a second. So then I want to say no. I don't want to do this, God. And yet Chazal tell us that Avram went forward, and the Nisayon, the Rebbe of Slonim writes, was not only about what he would do, but how he would do it. What would be his attitude during those 3 days? And Chazal tell us that after it was all done, and after he stood up to the test, and after he was coming off the mountain with Yitzchak, then he turned to Hashem and said, wait. When you told me, I had questions, and I could have asked, but I didn't. So you ask yourself, wait, why is Avram mentioning this now? If he stood up to the test all along, then why mention it now? So now I've left you with something to think about. But it also shows us what's called need to know. Meaning you and I would think, need to know, Avram needs to know. He has to understand, this just doesn't work. He's believed in God all these years. And now God's contradicting himself. He's not contradicting what Avram thought God's all about, which is usually our challenges in life. That God doesn't fit our vision of God, so we have questions about him. Here, God doesn't fit God's vision of God. God said one way and God's saying the other way. It doesn't get worse than that. But you see, Avram waited. He didn't ask the question right away. And not only waited, he was going to move forward and do what God told him to do, even though he didn't understand. That gives us a little bit of an insight to the...
When you don't understand what to do. It's not like you know God wants you to do this.
So then that's not about emunah. That's a different question.
Okay.
Here we're talking about emunah.
Emunah, okay.
K'mo sesipru chazal, as our sages taught, Amar kadosh baruch hu lemelech ha-mashiach. The chazal say, the Gemara says the following thing. God says to Mashiach, shal mimeni ve'et nagoim nachlatecha. You just ask and I'll let you conquer the nations. וכיוון שראה משיח בן יוסף שנהרג ואמר אין אני מבקש ממך על החיים. So then משיח בן דוד, he sees the first משיח, משיח בן יוסף being killed at war. He says, all I want is to live. והתבוננה כמה היה לו להפליג להגדיל שאלתו. So look just a second. משיח בן דוד should have asked a much bigger request אחר שהקדוש ברוך הוא בעצמו אמר לו. God tells him, הרחב פיך ומלאו. You just ask, I'll give you everything you want. Ask for everything, God tells him. והיו כל הטובות והצלחות כמונחים לפניו, and it would be as though all good things and all successes are standing before him, הקלושית יד לקבלם. All he has to do is stretch out his hand and he'll get them. ועם כל זה, nonetheless, לא הריבה נפשו עוז נגד פני עליון, his soul did not have that haughtiness before the face of the one above, לבקש לו גדולות, to ask for great things. All he says, all I want to do is live. He asks for the most basic thing. ממנו ראה ועשה גם אתה מקל וחומר שאולי אינך כדאי ללחם שאתה אוכל. So from him we have to learn, maybe we don't even have a right to the bread we're eating. And then I'll go on with Avraham Avinu as we will see.